Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We have a lovely sound show for you this morning. You're going to enjoy it. We're going to have a chat later on about what is a kind of essentially a Gaeltacht for adults. And it's a group of young and old who gather in various places around the country at various times to casually practice Ascaelge, to be a kind Ascaelge, different parts of the country. They do yoga in Irish, coffee mornings with the chonga. They basically have the crack with fodders on top. That's the vibe. We'll have a chat about that as well. By the way, there should be an Irish language word for yoga, something to do with like a stretch or some kind of staring at the sky. I'm sure there is a word because that's all the language was for hundreds of years, looking into the fires and telling stories with yogging bits of truth here and there, sometimes none at all. And also we're going to meet a journalist, right? Well, maybe former journalist, I'm not sure. And he's writing action thriller novels so quietly that many of his colleagues never knew he was doing it. Until this morning. Finn Oak is the pen name and he aims to become the next author behind basically an Irish-born identity sort of thing. So we cover and cater to all reading tastes on this programme, and this morning it's time for manly books. Men do not buy enough books. Something like 80% of books are bought by women, for women, and there aren't enough manly books out there. So it's a manly book. Doors will be kicked down. Bad guys will meet bad endings. I really enjoyed this book, and I don't read a lot of them, but I felt at times like I was in an escape room and suddenly was trying to suss out how on earth the main man is going to get to a particular place undetected to do roundhouse kicks and basically entertaining violence. There's no other way of putting it. Without any of the consequences. That's the important bit. So looking forward to that conversation as well. Now, on this programme, of course, we always inform you of what the young people, Generation Z, Gen Z, call them what you will, what they are thinking, because you're probably the parents of some. Indeed, if you're Gen Z and you're listening to the show right now, why aren't you in school and do you have any friends? But no, you're very welcome to that. So the kids' favourite slang has been studied by Oxford academics, and they're telling us that slay is the children's slang word of the year. Now, it is only January, but I presume they've just taken a long holiday or something. Oxford University Press carried out an annual survey of 6,000 children aged between 6 and 14, and the common phrases that they landed on basically is that kids love using the word slay, which comes from, I think, gay culture in the 70s, very popular in Drag Race, which is a huge mainstream show in recent years. And so that's so slay. You know, you're wearing an outfit, you go, that outfit is a slay. There you go. That's we have that on authority from a 14-year-old kind of adjacent member of the team, if you know what I will, if you know what I mean. And the second favourite among the children was Sigma, which is used to describe people as cool and admirable. Not even this article in the Irish Daily Mail attempts to give us an example of the word, the use of the word Sigma in a sentence. We researched around ourselves. We couldn't find a way of using it. The time, the clock you have is Sigma. I don't know. We don't know. But the word skibbity is your new favourite word and it will be in your head for the day. If you don't know, it's been a big viral YouTube animation called Skibbity Toilet, where these toilets that have human heads basically are singing online. Kids love this. It is exactly, I mean, I'm not adding any polish to this whatsoever. Skibbity toilet. And you can kind of use that phrase for almost anything, good or bad. You can make it up. One child told the Oxford University Press, it's my go-to word when I want to hype someone up and make them feel amazing. Another said, when a friend has done something really, really well, I will tell them skibbity and you totally slayed it. This is what's happened in the post-truth universe, that academics are now just studying random slang around the place. They need to come up into Ireland and find out how agreement in Ulster is 100%, 100%, used so often that I know people who go, 100 cement, you know, are you going to, will you be there at 9 o'clock tomorrow to do the job? 100 cement, you know, kind of thing. But the Oxford University Press, they take a lot of holidays, it seems, they haven't got there yet. But maybe you've had a skibbity coffee today, basically. By the way, slay used to be just deadly. That is deadly. Oh, that's so cool. That was really deadly. Slay. Now, we're all trumped out of it at the moment, so don't worry, I'm not going to go there today. Although, the one thing I do want to draw attention to is the Diet Coke button is back in the Oval Office. Have you seen the redecoration of the office? Little red button that he presses the button and someone comes in with a Diet Coke. Now, the people who don't like him, they say, what a crazy man. And to people who kind of, there's a bit of a sense of humour there. And I think that's what it is. But it's a red button on the desk, on the Resolute desk. And you think, oh my God, he's got a go-to nuclear button. No, it's just to give him a Diet Coke. We're trumped out of it. So today we're going to focus on a historic day for Ireland. We've got a brand new government. So exciting. And the brand new government is comprised of the old government, yes, but with the regional independence stapled on. And according to them, the regional independence, they're only voting for the coalition out of the goodness of their hearts. And there's no deal or arrangement or understanding. No big deal. Just maybe the odd cog note here. And come here and I'll tell you there. Bit of access to ministers the odd time. A nod, perhaps, on what grant might be flung into what ditch. You know, and directions are the best radiator to hide promises. You know yourself. Now, the Green Party, they were sacked because people ask for more houses to be built, and so that's what you're going to get. Roads. You're getting roads. It's the one thing we can look forward to over the next half decade. Roads. Everybody gets a road, whether you want one or not. Even the village of Road is probably getting another road. There aren't enough houses, but you can always live on the side of a road. And they're only for rural Ireland, the roads, not for Dublin. Because the last couple of roads in the city are kind of just for the five bicycles that use them, the cycle lanes, 3 months of the year. Traffic jams are kind of the series of governments jam. But you can still zip to the deposit return scheme with your 14 bursting bin bags or over beyond to the airport with 20 kilo suitcases and the whole family on a bicycle. You've no hope in a car, bicycle only. There's even a cycle lane to the new upcoming children's hospital. But if you go there, the only medic on duty is, I don't know, Doctor Who, 15 light years from now. But it's a historic day, everybody. And quit your giggling down the back there. Micheál Martin is returning as our esteemed Taoiseach. Simon Harris shuffling aside, tarnished. And what we have to come up with some kind of nickname for them. You know, the Skunder brothers, the low-calorie Larriers. I'm not, you know, beige and lame. We'll come up with it eventually. But you can probably tell, I was looking yesterday, the esteem that they're held in the press now, you know, the side by side, the contrast that they're viewing the two men since the election. Because on one side, I saw a story where Micheál's man of substance, quotes, branding, whether that can be believed anymore because of the deals and stuff that are allegedly not happening. And the other one was about Simon Harris turned down tickets to Taylor Swift last summer. So, you know, make of that what you will, but there's a difference of approach there among the press. There will be also fantastic news, friends. More ministers than ever before. It's just what the country needed. More of them. 15 cabinet ministers, that's the same as ever. But we've got 23 juniors. It's a record figure. Sorry, ministers of state. That's the proper term. It's 38 ministers in total. Everything's going to be fixed. I can't believe 2025 is the best year ever. And because Fine Gael now, they have so few experienced survivors from the great retirement that happened. Basically, anybody with opposable thumbs is going to get a gig there. I mean, if you don't get a gig in Fine Gael today, you know, so obviously today and tomorrow, lots of ceremony, lots of bucklepping on both sides of the benches. It's going to be exhausting for these TDs. They've only had a 7 week break. So mercifully, they will get another fortnight's break after tomorrow and they won't have to come back until the 5th of February to really put their minds to that hardcore, ferocious 3 day week until the St. Patrick's Day break. That's a week long. And then Easter, that's 2 weeks long. But anyway, you need information. So the important explainer today is the regional independents. They're going to take their seats in government, but also in opposition. Because, there was a former member. She has provisionally approved the rules from her perch in the Ceann Corliss seats. She's now both the first woman and first former truck lobbyist to take the gig. Got that right. Now, it gets a little bit confusing from here because the two Huili Rays were not part of the regional independents, but they're now both in government, courtesy of Michael Healy-Rae's position as junior minister for forestry and shouting, we're assuming, and then in opposition too, thanks to Danny. But Danny, you see, is not in the regional indies, but he is part of them as an accidentally on purpose kind of technical group member. So he's in and he's out. Danny Healy-Rae is basically hucklebucking across Leinster House. And the technical group is a 7, possibly 8 TD clump that kind of affords them speaking and spittle time. Very important to get the spittle time in the Dáil. And they can use the minutes. They can talk about fairies. They can talk about the dit nil for rural Ireland. That's the first to get into the regional independence. You have to pronounce that properly. The dit nil for rural Ireland. And then cataracts, buses, greyhounds as well. Very important. You can shout about all that stuff under the premise of asking leaders questions, even though, you know, you're surely chatting away to the leader half the time. So they're in government, but they're shouting for the opposition. It's very easy to understand. But to the add to the puzzlement, there is a Dublin TD in the regional independence. I don't know how he pronounces dit nil, but his name is Barry Heenahan, and Deputy Heenahan's regional patch is, it's Clontarf. So, Barry Heenahan, you'll know, he did a kind of a great shouty performance in Ireland AM recently. Excellent, very strong TD. So when these regional independents are kind of giving out about the dit nil of rural Ireland, they will also be talking about the Darton rugby brunch stop that is Clontarf, which is going to be officially designated a culture suburb. So looking forward to that. Now, Michael Lowry is the leader, okay, but he's not going to be a minister. The reasons are, they're kind of obvious, but they're also very complicated. Basically, every time any journalist anywhere wants to write or say anything about Michael Lowry, they can only do it once there's a meeting of the editorial board of whatever organisation, Zoom calls with lawyers, you know. And by the end, anyway, everyone is just sad and broken. They're not even fit to Google the details. And then the journalist starts to realise that life is short. Voters just prefer to watch houses being done up on television by a jaunty architect than think about ethics and public office and the health of our democracy. So basically that journalist moves to Berlin to read Nietzsche instead, and they're gone. Forget about it. Now, editorial balance, very important here. I have to insert some wry comments on the state of the opposition. Very difficult because there's kind of no activity or presence to draw on there at all. And it kind of reminds you that the government is only the government because their opponents are slightly more wogeist than they are, you know. So the Social Democrats, anyway, don't have to do anything there. They've already self-satirized themselves to bits within, you know, days of the election, basically. Sinn Féin are so sick of Sinn Féin that they're just hanging around until they can make a hames of their next scandal, bit of excitement for them. And we haven't heard anything really from the Labour Party, who are still just kind of in shock that they're the second biggest opposition party, despite their best efforts. And so they will just go back to plotting out 5 more years of being the skibbity version of the Social Democrats. So that's weird. One thing we can be sure is the opposition, they won't be condemning more roads. They're going to be roads for everyone. Just roads, roads, roads. Speaking of skibbity, slang. Oh yeah, back to slang. My 10-year-old and his friends keep saying, "What the Sigma?" It is so annoying. What the Sigma? Hang on a second. This is Oxford English. That doesn't make sense. Sigma is used to describe people as cool and admirable. So what the Sigma? We need to get on to Oxford about this one. My 14-year-old, when something's really cool, it eats. That's an update on it's sick, it's ill, which are positive acclamations, by the way. And now it eats. Yeah, kind of, somehow it makes sense, kind of audibly. This person says the Irish for yoga is yoga, which is I-O-F-O-D-G-A. It looks like a really pretty word. And because it's got og in it, it's kind of youthful as well. One of my 6-year-old boys couldn't stop shouting skibbity toilet. We thought it was some random nonsense he came up with himself. So we're relieved to hear from other parents that their children are doing it too. Comfort in communal gibberish, says Alan. Alan, that message slayed. Am I doing it right? That was a skibbity message. Oh God, look at the time. Nearly 20 past nine. Let's get on with business today. It's not trust fund, it's trust fall. Here's Pink. Good morning. Trust.